increase the cash benefit section. That's his contemplation. And then, of course, as you know, he has some amendments in Kerr Mills. I talked to him again today. Now, Wilbur Cohen, that's our direction here, has been living with him. And he, Mills told me that by the end of this week, he thought he would have something in shape to come down and discuss with you that he could present by way of a package that might be of interest. I told him I had read some articles recently that were a little bit disturbing. It would indicate nothing was happening, particularly in the Medicare end. And he said, well, you know better than to pay attention to those stories. And I said, well, I agree with you, Wilbur. I just wanted to be reassured. And he said, you know that you can't have everything you want. And he said, this bill, ultimately, he said, it's got to have the mill stamp on it. And I said, well, God, you know, the president's view is that whenever you want to talk to him and that door is just wide open, he's just anxious and he's awfully happy to see you. And he said, well, you just tell him again, as I told you late last week, that just as soon as I'm ready to sit down and be able to present something to him that I can spell out that would make some sense and would represent a package I think that would be of interest, that I want to get a hold of you and make an immediate appointment. And now Wilbur Cohen reported to Henry. I asked Henry to get a hold of him this morning. He reported that there hasn't been any particular new moves in the committee, that they're still kicking around a little bit, that Mills is edging toward a, first of all, toward the end of last week, he felt that on the contract basis under any Medicare program that he wanted to have the private insurance companies be able to bid along with Blue Cross. Now, the labor folks got a little wind of that, and B-Motor came in to see me the other day, and they had gone up to see Mills. And I'm told today that Mills has decided over the weekend he thought that over, and that was a little too complex, and he's kind of back in the position that he was in, and that is that Blue Cross be given a chance to handle the contract. But he's certainly in the Medicare ballpark. He's feeling his way along very slowly and carefully, and he's manipulating and maneuvering, but he isn't pinning anything down that can't be unwound. And I think we just have to have confidence in him to be contacting us by the end of this week for this long-awaited meeting. And, you know, Cohen says that from all everything he can discover that there is no hanky-panky. They said that some of the strong Medicare supporters in the committee have been a little nervous. Al Ullman, for one, an awfully decent guy on the committee, talked to me last week, and he said, I just have a feeling that something's going to work out, but I get nervous because Mills won't tell us anything. So, but that's the way Wilbur operates, as you know. So I talked to him as recently as, must have been noontime today. But I would like to get him with a wrap-up on the thing and down to see on it, because I noticed these stories are starting to break out, you know, in different directions and all kinds of interpretation of what is going on in there. So far, I'll have to say that the consensus is that Mills is going to come out with a Kerr Mills Social Security package that bypasses Medicare. You know, that's about all I've read. Now, Mills, of course, insists that that isn't what he intends to do, and he says, after all, it's all in the final analysis. What does it contain? And he said, you and I know that my goal is to include a Medicare program into it.
I'll tell him tomorrow that we'd sure like, I'd like to talk to him about it as soon as he gets where he can, and I sure hope that no action is... He makes no commitments until we can talk about it.
Yeah, well, now, he promised the no commitment end, and told me that by the end of the week, why don't I figure I'm pleasantly giving him a ring again in the morning, just touching base, hello, how are you, Wilbur, and sort of keep right on him, because it should be by the end of this week. He's reached a point in that committee. It's a complex damn bill, and there could be an ultimate price tag on this bill that of about $3 billion, I would think. You know, overall, because they get into the increase in the cash benefits and Social Security, and I think that would be a tag of 400 or 500 million, something like that. Now, I had told Wilbur Cohen, I said, hell, if he's getting into something that I got, no one fights those things, and as long as it doesn't mean he's using this a handle to get out of Medicare. And he said, well, he's not going to use it for that purpose, but he'd like to have his imprimatur on that. And I said, well, hell, if you're going to do that, those folks ought to be getting those checks before election. And then on the Medicare end, he was talking about the value of the package at $750 a month value. And he said, well, hell, people could make an election, a single election, you know, at the outset. And that would be irrevocable. And we kicked that around for a week or so, and my contention was that, hell, if it's a $750 package on face value, then an election to take cash, the person should get $5. You know, they shouldn't get an equal, an amount in cash equal to the package, because, hell, that isn't. So now it's my understanding that that's the road he's traveling. He's figuring that the package he has in mind is worth, in the open market, say, $750. And that the election that they would have at the outset, which would be an irrevocable election, would mean that they chose to take $5 in cash each month rather than the Medicare benefit package. And the labor fellows, and that would be fine with them, and they feel there should be an election. And I guess from our point of view, if a person, you know, I'm sure we can do a hell of a good sales job on something like that anyway. It doesn't concern me. It did concern me that you give them $750 in cash instead of the $750 package, because I think a lot of people would rather have the cash in hand. But if they are they can select between a $7.50 package and a $5 bill, and they have to make their choice irrevocably, then I'm sure the vast, you know, numbers of people would go with the insurance program. But that's the area that he's been in, so you can see that he's been getting right into it in some real in-depth discussions.
Indication the House and Ways means to recommend increased Social Security retirement payments. This committee met behind closed doors. After the committee said no votes were taken, but unofficial reports were considerable bipartisan support has been displayed for raising the Social Security pension enough to offset the increase in living costs since 1959, the present rates were set. This means the increase of 6% in the retirement rates would now run up to $125 a month for a man retiring at 65. Such a raise require an increase in payroll taxes, perhaps by 0.25% each on employer and employee. I tell him, goddamn it, if they're getting to where that's getting out, I'd like to know what he has in mind.
Yeah, now, that does fit
because
in.
Because telling me, they're asking me questions, and I don't know what the hell he's doing. A Democratic president ought to know what a Democratic chairman's doing. Just tell him that tomorrow.
All right, I will.
Did you hear any more on your poverty?
No, Landrum is checking out his people. He hadn't done it as yet, and he's optimistic, however, that they're going to check out. And
okay.
That's just the way it was left.
All right, I got to run. Bye.
Okay, Mr. President.